What I mean is that we're
working out the final stages of 9 trade and economic aid agreements. We have to see the long-distant future. And in an age when nuclear war is inevitable, even according to all world scientists, are capitalist fascism. And if you're a revisionist, you end up being a tool, at best, if not an outright lackey, an Uncle Tom or puppet of the fascist monopoly capitalist planners. In conclusion of the French apologists, communist revisionists, many terrorist groups, and the Red Brigades among them, declared themselves to be Marxist-Leninist. Their recourse to terror is frequently justified on the grounds of a commitment to armed struggle, as Lenin called for, and posed as an alternative to the peaceful transition strategies of revisionist communist parties. But terrorism is no alternative to revisionism. In fact, terrorism discredits genuine revolutionary violence in the eyes of the masses and strengthens the hands of revisionism. I guess this is just a matter of polemics and rhetoric and interpretation. If the act of violence against one fascist imperialist like Aldo Moro can unite his wife to speak out against the ruling circles of Italy, it has been a revolutionary act, perfectly consistent with the First Communist International and absolutely consistent with Vladimir Lenin and Marx's call for class struggle and violence to overthrow the existing capitalist order. The French apologist, revisionist communist, Euro-communists say, we do not doubt that some of the left will have feelings of sympathy for the Red Brigades. Oh no, they could not doubt that. Admiring their audacity, courage, and strength, and delighting in their ability to confound the forces of the Italian fascist state. But such a view is tragically mistimed and mistaken. Whatever their intentions or their rhetoric, these terrorists have served the cause of reaction and not the cause of genuine proletarian revolution. I'm afraid I am not in sympathy with the Euro-communist view of the French. I find them sickeningly apologetic, sickeningly cowardly. An act of people's will against a murderer, dictator, is not an act of terror. It is a shame that communists would use the same word terrorism as capitalists do. It is tragic that we find communists who have become lackeys of world imperialism, such as the French Euro-communists. But I gave their view and gave instantaneous responses from my own consciousness, as tired as it is from lack of days and night's sleep, and you may choose to see some other point of view. If you do, freely speak it. Be sure you are well versed on this subject for People's Rally and in socialist classes where there will be constant testing. They don't mind grading them, then you must not mind being tested, because knowledge is the only road to sensitivity, and loyalty is the only key to our continuation. And loyalty must come from a knowledge of socialism, and that knowledge is encouraged out of the barrel of imposition upon your routine indulgences. I try to indulge you. There'll be movies tonight, beginning very shortly, Hollywood movies, which must be interpreted by someone like Professor Tropp or someone else that has a communist perspective, because there is such propaganda. I try to give you time for music that is decadent in terms of building any communist morality, that is diversionary at best. I try to be understanding, but we are in a turmoil. We are in the defense of our revolution. Last night, a radio station on San Jose broke in and slipped to us the word that mercenary operations. Then there was an immediate jamming that mercenary operations might take place in our area. So the people will be alert. We are quite able to turn back any mercenary. Their blood has fallen on our soil and have been carried away. We have lost none. No mercenary action can continue to succeed against us. We have will and we are armed. We do not believe in gradualism. We do not believe in revisionism. We do not believe in working inside the system through legal parliamentary protest measures such as Martin Luther King did and was murdered and his people did not even retaliate. We believe in armed defense and armed resistance to the exploitations of capitalists, be they on grand design of the CIA or smaller mercenary conspiracies as have been so clearly devised against us. We do ask for alertness to see anyone approaching our community at any time. We do ask that my comrade Stephen and others form their guerrilla activist group in guerrilla training and strategy. The regional minister of the People's National Congress, a good friend of our people up at Kamaka, Mabaruma, suggests that we should learn all phases of guerrilla warfare and self-defense. We urge this upon you to set the new time for your strategies and tactical training. We must discipline our bodies and be perfectly willing to go through whatever calisthenics are required by Comrade Stephen. But it is time that we get on with training and discipline, because theory is essential to have practice, but theory without practice leads to revisionism. We are not revisionists. We are communists, and we are prepared to liberate all of our people in the States and keep this place liberated and reach out as the days go by to liberate. We would choose liberty or death. Thank you and all of my love. Thus ends news and commentary for this day. Take it to heart. Review it again in the evening. Those of you that are not listening to the Hollywood movies, but with proper interpretation, Hollywood movies can be educational. You can see the propaganda, how people are created to be apathetic robots and to end up in diversionary despair or deviation or revisionism. You can see it through the propaganda device of Hollywood movies. Whatever they are, I do not know. They're different movies, three. You can try them out as suits you, and they'll begin shortly. I love you very, very much. I love you more than you could ever know. I hope you felt that love as I go by you and touch you and smile at you. You should know that love in the medical care I give you. And when I stand and say, take me, let my people go, or I will die. That love speaks. I get you the best medical care. I provide for your security and safety and worry about you and my loved ones all over the States every hour to such a degree I cannot sleep. But I show that love, if you want to hear that love and feel it, in the meetings. I show it in my judgment, my compassion, my mercy, as I give resolutions to people's problems. But please know that love, inculcate it, and reproduce it for the sake of building a great community under the banner of Marxist-Leninism, not revisionism, but Marxist-Leninism that believes in the violent overthrow of all institutions of capitalistic oppression. Much love.
The Voice of America commentator said official counts showed that Mobutu got 10,833,000 votes and only 150 abstentions. Now that is the most ridiculous lie anybody ever heard in their life, and the Voice of America said it for fact. The Upper Volta elections that seemed to be going socialist were reversed. The general Lamazewa, who has controlled it for some 13 years, is still in power, but 28 members of the Democratic Union, left of center, got 28 seats in the 57th House of Deputies, and National Union for Defense of Democracy got 13 seats. The head of the National Union for the Defense of Democracy's father was killed, Malamazewa, who was then a colonel when he overthrew the elected government of the Upper Volta. Britain's Rhodesian expert, John Graham, and Stephen Lowe, U.S. ambassador to Zambia, are on their way to Rhodesia to try to hold up a tottering regime, according to BBC. Zimbabwe Africa People's Union, ZAPU, is trying to reconcile differences it has with the Ian Smith regime through U.S. pouring much money and influence. There's an effort again at division to try to pull away ZAPU under nationalist Joshua Nkomo from the Patriotic Front. who the other leader, Marxist-Leninist Robert Mugabe. ZAPU has said they will not agree at this point to any kind of merger, but they are talking. The Patriotic Front, according to ZAPU, must be included. But according to BBC, there is weakening in some elements of Joshua Nkomo's Nationalist Front. Nationalists are never dependable to maintain a revolution. There's only one way to liberate a people. That's by full commitment to Marxist-Leninism, not racial chauvinism or nationalism. Or you get the kind of picture you see in People's China, a dread monster of nationalistic communism that's playing in the hands of world imperialism. NATO has gone full circle. From the last 15 years of no concern about the Soviet presence, the hue and cry of the summit conference of NATO is that Soviet threat is the most crucial concern of capitalism in the world today. The chief advisor for Carter, who is gaining more sway on the Carter administration, who has been for some many years member of the Trilateral Commission, even before Carter was, Brzezinski, calls the Soviets a threat to the code of detente and world peace. And he said he holds the Soviets personally responsible for African internationalism. That is something else, that he would have the nerve to spell it out like it is. He's a damn fascist that don't want people to be liberated. Well, that's a little more of the news than you had prior to this time. Vietnam and China may be reconciling some differences according to Radio Peiping. Their view is that for the first time being able to hear them, the thousands of Chinese will be taken out by boat. And these Chinese ethnics in Vietnam are the worst of the business element. How the People's Republic of China is going to assimilate them into their collectives will be most fascinating. BBC, Brussels, Comecon, the Communist Nations, and the European Common Market are seeking arrangements to seek economic links, which Brussels headquarters of the European Common Market capitalist nations say that despite the differences with Comecon, which they have refused steadfastly since the beginning, never to meet with them, that if capitalism is to survive, they will have to seek links with the prosperous Comecon nations. Aran Jaya, province of Indonesian fascist dictatorship, Suharto, one of the worst murderous dictatorships in the world, when he took power from the founder of Indonesia, or the liberator of Indonesia, Sukarno, he immediately killed off over 500,000 communists and socialists. But there's great resistance throughout Indonesia, and Aran Jaya are holding 9 leading members of the Indonesian government, including the puppet provisional president, and they demand the immediate independence of Aran Jaya, or they will execute these high-ranking military officers and officers of the fascist government of Indonesia. I think that is primary news, and we will say good movie watching and good steering committee at this time. The movie will begin, and you should be seeing it because you'll be heavily tested tomorrow night in People's Rally over the Soviet films. Thank you and all of my love.
Somalia? No, Somalia and Angola, they're miles apart, but you're right on with Somalia. What does Somalia do? Angola's way in the south of Africa. Somalia's in the Horn of Africa. I can't hear. What is she saying? You speak up, I can't hear. No. Somalia and Ethiopia have been enemies. Yes, Lou Jones, what happened in Somalia, Ethiopia today?
Well, I was going to say the countries that they help.
Hmm?
I was going to say one of the countries that they help.
Oh, well, tell me one of the countries they help.
Zaire.
Yes, that's true. So they put him down. Okay, so we know the Soviets are back to the course that Marx and Lenin said you must have a violent overthrow of the existing systems, otherwise you are a revisionist. But Khrushchev did get something out of Cuba. He extracted the first base in the Western world, the Western hemisphere. No other goddamn person could have pulled that off. And how did he pull that off? When he was surrounded and the missiles were eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation, how did... Yes, Martin, what happened?
He said that if they didn't sign the treaty not to invade Cuba, that he would go on with a nuclear war.
He would keep the missiles there. He didn't say go on with nuclear war, but that's good. He'd keep putting the missiles there, and he got something else out of them. He made them take their missiles away from someplace. You know where that was? He negotiated on the high seas. But some of his people were a little scared, because how many people were lost in Russia? They lost, they were getting scared that these damn Yankees were crazy. They believed in God, and they believed in immortality, and they'd never lost any people in war. So he was a little scared. His people didn't back him up. How many people did they lose in Second World War? Do you remember?
20 million.
20 million dead. That's a lot of folk. But he was brilliant. He got the missiles pulled out of what country? Yes, back there again. No, he didn't get them pulled out of Cuba. He got them pulled out of where? China, no. A reactionary fascist regime that killed 2 million Armenians. Not only has one nation done it, Germany killed 7 million, but just a few years before that, this nation killed 2 million Christian Armenians. Racist genocide is not unknown and will be done again. You can believe USA has got plans for it, as I've given you the plans under Senate Bill 1437 and the King Alfred Plan. Comrade Chaykin? Where was it? Turkey. Look at Turkey. You laugh like you think it's funny that there is a nation named Turkey. You're the foolish person to even find it funny. It should be so well known to you. Huh? No, when I'm back here, I was talking about Turkey. Oh, they're laughing at you for being up. That's good. I'm glad someone. But one over there was talking about Turkey. You're foolish if you're laughing about something. There is a nation named Turkey, spelled just like a turkey, the turkey gobbler. And so you're not. You're the one that should be laughing at yourself. All right. Now, I try to give some information here. Now, if you got this, and I think we should test over this. Teachers, I think we should test over this all very, very closely over what's been said in these last two classes. Now, if people don't get it in here, they're not trying. They're not trying. So the test should be confined this time to what we've been doing in here. All right, son, tell me something in the news real quickly.
It was about the Red Brigades and the USS. A war, and the U.S. Arrested the Red Brigade, and if they would have arrested all of them, and they was asking questions out of them and tortured them.
Well, you got a little mixed up, son. You're a little nervous in front. Don't be nervous about. Don't ever be nervous. We're not supposed to be even nervous about losing a life, and there's no embarrassment about not knowing. We just have to keep on until we do. Pat, I see Pat there about extra class this week. Right there, Pat, hold your hand up so you can see him. What happened in Vietnam? Vietnam today. I mentioned it in the news yesterday, too. I mentioned it from a capitalist point of view yesterday, and I mentioned it today from a communist perspective.
In Vietnam, they are... In Vietnam, they are fighting.
No, darling, they're not. Take an extra class this day. We'll move on here a little quickly. Give her a name, please.
Annie Mitchell.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Lucy Miller.
All the acting children. They're all such good actors. Tell me something in the news, Lucy.
I didn't get any of today, Daddy, but I can tell you something I got.
over the boy down there today.
Well, what is it?
Newton had set up the four charges for murder.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Panthers didn't stand as the leader. And they went to Cuba and went to New York, and the police is taking over, take charges over. And there was 20 prisoners, and three of them was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rockefeller, he was going to, he was the government, and he taken over.
And Trilateral Commission. He's one of the big powers of the Trilateral Commission, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it was three was killed, and then about the 10-year-old child. It was a doctor and a missionary,
mm-hmm.
and when they taken this child and worked it as a slave, and this
that's
child
right. in Florida.
Yes, that's right. And so
Baptist missionary.
Sure. And this child, as he spoke about the school, and the name of the school was Alameda High School. And when they did, the teachers got kind of superstitious about it, you know, and that's when they found out about this child being a slave.
Well, you sure done a great effort for a senior citizen and give her excellent. To try to memorize the news at your age is not easy. Attica Uprising. Can somebody tell me what the Attica Uprising was? Anybody in that line know what the Attica Uprising was? Yes, Comrade Miller?
I think it was because they didn't like the way that they were treated and the way that they were fed in the prisons.
That's right. It's a prison riot. Where was it?
In New York.
Right. Pass. That's that's. And what did they? Can you tell me though? Anybody else in that line? Why they didn't just kill them at the time? Why didn't they kill the rest of those prisoners at the time? There was a good reason why they didn't. Not Carmen Miller. She doesn't need to. Sorry. That's very good. She passed. Very good, but... Yes, comrade, the hand up there. Why didn't they come to time?
Because they wanted to see if they would talk, see if they would go out and tell them.
That's what the young man said, and that's a point, but it was something more significant than that. Far more significant than that, because they didn't dare... Yes, Comrade Parks? What is it? Louder, please, can't hear. They didn't want to get in the newspaper. What? What did he say? Right. Why didn't they want to publish, though? That's true. Let him pass. Parks pass. Why didn't they? Because at the same moment... Now, let me see. Anybody know? Rita?
What you said, one time you said that the capitalists, you know, the capitalist people's mind, they settle down, and then they forget all the past, and it's all passed over, so they bring it up a later date, and they say, oh, well, you know, it's all gone, it's over.
I'll pass you for that, but there's something they needed to forget, a horrible thing that was done. Word broken, and then an order given. Comrade Mitchell? Yes, who ordered the killing? Rockefeller, yes. Mitchell Pass. But Rockefeller, who's one of the leaders of the Trilateral Commission. Now here you're back to the big monopoly finance capitalist, one of the leaders, the leading potentates of imperialism. Imperialism and finance capitalism are what? The same. The last stage of capitalism. Rockefeller promised those people that they would be negotiated with them. He was going to meet for negotiations. They were peaceful. They hadn't done any violence. They'd fed even the guards. And he ordered his own guards shot down like dogs. Killed more guards than they did prisoners. Or killed as many. And so Rockefeller didn't want that shit to get out in the news. He didn't want that out in the news. So they let them go. They gave them a slight treatment and hounded them through various agencies of New York until finally they had their Waterloo with them last week. And finally finished them off, the last of the Attica resistance. As the young lady said, 8 years later, the people would forget. Okay, tell me something else in the news, dear. You better know this stuff that's been rolling out here tonight.
Does it have to be today?
Now, give me any news you remember.
Gary Tyler was a 16-year-old boy. He was charged
for life in prison for killing a white student. And a witness, a white 14-year-old girl, she said that it was true, and later on when they found out she lied, his attorney asked, could there be another trial, and the trial was defied, and he's still doing life in prison.
I missed what she said. Karen, Paula, that's got to be revised, because that was based on something else. Tell her her message has got to be revised. It goes in with Anita. She can see me after meeting. Tell her to not send in the message to the Soviets, because it's got to be revised, based on what the head of the party, Dr. Reed, asked us to do today. What'd you say again? What'd you say?
Gary Tyler, a 16-year-old black student, was...
That's good, sweetie. Don't be nervous.
...was charged with life in prison because he was charged with killing a white student, and a 14-year-old white girl said that he did, and later on when they found out
she admitted she lied. She admitted she lied.
And then his attorney asked, could there be another trial? And the trial was defied, and now he's still doing life in prison.
That's true. Teachers, we're going to have to pick up the news of black individuals in the youth and so forth in the news. We've got to pick it up. That's where you relate a lot of things. Starts that point. Thank you. Very well. She passed. Tell me something in the news, sweet.
There was a race riot in West Philly, and the there was a race riot in Philly, and they quarantined everyone there.
Mm-hmm. Surround them. Surround the district.
They're surrounding everyone.
Quarantine. That's a pretty good word.
So, I can't remember the rest.
Okay, we'll pass. Good. Yes. What is it, darling?
Can we have these two seniors? Because they've been waiting.
Surely. Can you tell us what's in the news, darlings? Tell me something you know about the news. You can sit right there. It's all right.
Well, I don't know so very much, but I've got some news all right now.
What's that?
In Brazil, the people had to leave there on account they was starving and couldn't find any work.
That's true.
And
had to leave southern Brazil.
And in Texas and Oklahoma, they wanted those doctors to give some sort of stuff to the different people. And the doctors didn't want to do it. They said that they would be called murders.
And, that's right.
And in Houston, they're having a race riot.
What they wanted, what those doctors were, what she's remembering, it's very good. She's a senior who's sometimes a little disoriented. That's beautiful. The doctors were told that they had to, the doctors should be the official executioners. Now they're going to execute by hypodermic.
And they didn't want to do it.
All the states, they don't want to do it because they didn't want to get their hands. Officially, they didn't want to do it. They said, if anybody wants to do it privately, it's their business. But they will not officially give the injection that kills. Because the death penalty has been restored, and they're going to do it by hypodermic now in what states? Texas, as she said, and Oklahoma. That's good, darling. Very good. She passes. Okay, can you tell me, Ollie, some news?
No.
What did you say, sweetheart?
I said, no, I don't know no news.
Oh, I bet you do something. You remember something, don't you? I don't mean necessarily today.
No, I can't remember nothing. I can remember you talking about the three children that burned up in Alabama.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. What did they do to them, sweetheart?
They burned them and put a goat.
See, we've got to get these graphic experiences of our own black experience. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We'll pass. That's true. They did it in Alabama, and they killed them. We've got to have lots of examples of human suffering, direct places where people have been, and from our own racial background. Over in Hollywood, where do you pay the most price?
In Watts?
Mm-hmm. Hijack the prices.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
What is that called?
You better look out, you that look back to USA. You get your ass there. If you weren't arrested, if you weren't picked up, and as you would be, if you got your ass there, you wouldn't be no time settled to have you round up. I mean, these people are filled with hate. If New York teachers would oppose a black woman like that who's kiss-assed, Shirley Mae Chisholm has tried to get along with the system. But they wouldn't let her have. They wouldn't let her have it. They wouldn't let her have it. What? What's that? Shirley Mae, yeah. Okay, Luna, what shall I ask? I don't know when the hell I'm at with the news. Towards the last year, we've covered a lot of news. Where is my notes?
The Robben Island, R-O-B-E-N. He was restricted to his house from that time on, with visits limited, quotation by the press prohibited, and permission to leave the country denied. The 50-year-old nationalist leader underwent the chest surgery in Cape Town, the lung cancer. As you know, our enemies tried to inject cancer in mother. We should be so grateful that we are here. Although your father brought about a miraculous healing, her slides prove, you can look at her x-rays, as you can look at the x-ray of Nwabi Lawrence and should, of the miracle of scientific socialism in the paranormal degree in your father. He has great healing faculties. Nonetheless, this man died with great courage where he underwent chest surgery in Cape Town last month. This gives you a little bit of the idea of the news. We hope that you will keep up with the news. It's very important. Zimbabwe continues to gain ground as the insurgencies who represent the people, over 80%, the Patriotic Front, under Joshua Nkoma, nationalist leader, and Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist leader, tend to unite more of the people. It has not been decided whether Bishop Muzawali, who has always been an Uncle Tom sellout, yet he could stomach no more, withdrew from the interim pirate, fraudulent government of fascist white Ian Smith, I-A-N, and you know the spelling of Smith. He resigned because all black officials in the Ian Smith government had been removed from their office. U.S. military aid, International Monetary Fund aid, continues to pour into these fascist regimes, such as $473 million just recently to the dread fascist state of Union of South Africa, which is nothing more than a model for what USA will be doing in its own communities. You know our people in South Africa live in concentration camp. Over one half of the black population suffer from near starvation. They have to be in by sundown, and they cannot have any association with husbands or wives or families for 1 year. From Christmas to Christmas, the husband and wife must hire out as domestic servants to white people. This is the horror of the Vorster regime, isolated and reviewed by world opinion. Indonesians resist dictators' efforts to suppress them. Indonesian dictator General Suharto, S-U-H-A-R-T-O, which was recently given some $30 million of aid by Vice President Mondale, another Fort Chung liberal that I was selected by San Francisco mayor to meet, who promised me when I demanded that there be no more efforts like the USA had done in Chile, that it would never happen again, is now in the business of traveling the world and giving support to dictatorships everywhere. Combined left unions, particularly the teachers union, are causing considerable disruption in fascist France. Great resistance is growing to the fascist imperialist member France of NATO, Atlantic Treaty Organization, which are puppets of U.S. imperialism for their invasion into Chad and Mauritania. U.S. South Korean war exercised denounced. The Democratic People's Republic that is drawing very, very close to Prime Minister Burnham of Guyana. Communist North Korea, which really represents all the people of Korea until USA imperialism artificially separated the South and made a puppet regime under a vicious dictator, last week denounced plans for the largest joint U.S.-South Korean military maneuver since the Korean War. Strong resistance has come, and even so, more courage, we hope, to the internationalists in China, as Prime Minister Wei has openly decried U.S. influence in Korea and demanded immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops. It's the first internationalist position that the People's Republic of Communist China has taken in many years. It is the feeling of most communists, including Dr. Fidel Castro, brave Prime Minister of Cuba. You know, Cuba offered us all asylum should we ever face anything that we couldn't live under. We are grateful for that offer. They feel, Dr. Fidel Castro and the communist internationalists in the Warsaw Pact, which is the true liberationist of the world oppressed, that they feel that China will be moving back into the international arena before long because of their good socialist practices on the domestic scene. Tens of thousands of Spaniards in the Basque city of Vitoria demonstrated last week in commemoration of 1976 slaying of five striking steel workers. Workers died in the largest clash of post-Franco dictator in Spain. Over 1,000 were injured by riot police. Basque workers have formed a national liberationist Marxist movement following the same tactics of the Red Brigade, kidnapping and killing members of the secret police and the government that are going along with the seamy tactics of the Basque people, BSQUE, in the north of Spain. So, the courage of those who wish world liberation have not entirely been removed from the scene. France, imperialism, stepping up in the government, attempts links to Haiti, where 98% of the people cannot read or write, even though it's right next to Cuba, where over one half of the people are in starvation existence. French imperialists, backed by the U.S. fascist government, are gloating over recent gains in Haiti, according to a secret French government letter sent to its Haitian ministry. Haiti is spelled H-A-I-T-I. And a host of new economic and cultural programs demonstrate the scope of stepped-up collaboration between France and the fascist dictatorship of Jean-Claude Babydoc Duvalier, who was elected dictator for life, if you could imagine any such election. It was just a farce. The cultural and economic cooperation has indeed been greatly expanded, said the letter written several days ago, but only recently exposed. The number of Peace Corps type volunteers who are often suspected of being CIA agents has grown from 60 in 1973 to 220 in this last year. Chile is receiving worldwide pressure over the Letelier murder and the CIA, which dumped $7 million into the murder of the man who was in San Francisco, who I asked not to go back because I had a revelation that his life was in danger. The Chilean DINA, secret police connected with U.S. CIA, murdered the diplomat Orlando Letelier, L-E-T-E-L-I-E-R, and his assistant Ronnie Moffat, U.S. lady, right in front of her husband and family, who is head of the policy studies for better relations with Latin America. The question has become increasingly embarrassing to the U.S. government in recent days, even as the Justice Department's 17-month investigation bills, with little likelihood that they will really expose the CIA involvement. For it is clear to the world press outside of U.S., where the press in USA sells out to capitalist interests, that the CIA was implicated directly in the murder of Orlando Letelier. Even the New York Times disclosed on the 3rd of this month that State and Justice Department officials were suggesting that the U.S. recall its ambassador to Chile if the military dictatorship junta continues to refuse a U.S. government request to turn over two Chilean military officers for questioning about CIA murder in USA. Naturally, the monopoly capitalist clique that rules USA will bring about a takeover which will put our people in concentration camps and murder blacks in the streets as protest continues to build. No opposition is tolerated by monopoly capitalism in its later senile stages, which will finally and always and inevitably move into a fascist, murderous takeover as we're seeing happening in Italy. This gives you some idea of the world news of the day. We hope that you will get it down clearly, because the next test will be very, very serious. All teachers, supervisors, tell their children again, no talking of killing capitalists or killing anyone. We are socialists, attempting to light candles and not curse darkness, to convert capitalists to socialism. At least our emphasis should be one on peace and justice. The people's courts will eventually take care of the injustices done by the capitalist exploiters, but it will be very bad in our PR for any of the children to speak in this fashion with guests coming. Guests are coming today. Be sure that you have all of your homes prepared. Remember, the malaria team is also coming, which, though we have never had any problem with malaria, we'd like further elimination at the government's expense of the mosquito. They will be spraying, when they finish, perhaps in two cycles, all of our homes. Your beds are to be pulled out 3 feet from the wall, and everything spotlessly cleaned, and no revolutionary material laying around or anything else that could cause embarrassment. I expect the closest cooperation. The Shah of Iran, surrounded by countries friendly to the socialist liberationist forces of the great USSR, has sought to avoid criticism for the massacre of peaceful demonstrators last week in every one of his major cities by charging local officials with negligence. Governor Iskandar Azamuddin of Iran's eastern Azerbaijan province was dismissed for allowing foreign terrorists, as he called them, into Tabriz, where the uprising occurred. They always have to blame it on communist influence, but there's actually dissent breaking out in the bastion of wealthy oil U.S.-backed Shah of Iran dictatorship, who was put into power by the murder of a great president who had liberal socialist leanings. But we're glad that Afghanistan has gone Marxist-Leninist and has proved a base for operations. It's right next to Iran. Iran is also completely surrounded by Iraq, which is close to the Soviet Union, and Syria. Bravo to the people for their brave struggle of liberation in that part of the world. We know the power of worker solidarity. One day, it will be able to win the wills and minds of the people. Socialism is a superior system. Look what it does for us in the medical care. Last night, tens of thousands of medical supplies were ordered, in dollars I'm speaking, for your welfare. Look at what it means to have 1,000 people guarantee your security. Don't get any ideas in the capital as you go as representatives in various areas, cultural and otherwise, that you can make it alone.